League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Paul Pagano of Lung Life AI, a next-generation medical diagnostics firm that helps doctors detect patients with early-stage lung cancer. So welcome, Paul.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's great to be back again.
Yeah. Well, big congrats on the recent inline first half results and positive outlook. But we've always got to run through the details there, Paul. I don't suppose you could quickly remind the audience exactly what the company does, really, and also the sort of the importance of the lung LB test in the clinical environment and the sort of the size of the addressable market.
Yeah, so we're a diagnostics company, and by the way the name sounds, we are focused on early lung cancer detection. We focused our efforts here first because lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths worldwide. In the United States alone, there are 250,000 new cases diagnosed each year. Most of those folks are diagnosed at a late stage. And speaking worldwide, it's about 10 times as many people. And we're working on one specific area of early detection, and that's the indeterminate lung nodule. These are effectively abnormal growths that you can find by a CT scan. They could be lung cancer, but more often than not, they end up being something else like an infection. And in the United States, it was estimated that there are over 1.5 million of these found every single year. And once they're found, it basically creates a significant diagnostic challenge to doctors because they're not easy to evaluate. And the current care pathway, it's very expensive. It can lead to significant harms to patients. And that's where we think our lung LB test can make a difference. It's a simple blood draw. It helps physicians evaluate lung nodules, and it gives them the proverbial green light to take action when cancer is suspected, because with lung cancer, time is of the essence. And you asked about market. Right now, we're estimating our current total addressable market to be on the order of $2 billion. That's smaller lung nodules found here in the United States, and smaller lung nodules that represents the earliest stages of lung cancer when it's most curable. So that's a really key entry point for us. Now, what's interesting about that market is that 1.5 million number I quoted earlier, that comes from a study that was done about 10 years ago. And what we know now is that there has been an increase in the number of CT scans performed every single year. And so we don't know exactly the number of indeterminate nodules as they exist today, but what we do understand is that the market is big now, and it's only growing and getting bigger.
Right. Okay. And then I know we chatted a few months ago. You said you were going to start this early access program for doctors to get them sort of familiar with the actual test and to educate them and to bring on sort of key opinion leaders, et cetera. How is that currently progressing, and what sort of feedback have you got from sort of physicians so far?
Yeah, that's been kicked off a little earlier this year. Just as a reminder for your listeners, the early access program, that's an opportunity for doctors to try out the Lung LB test in sort of a soft commercial launch setting. They'll provide feedback to the company so that we can effectively prepare ourselves for full commercial launch. And it's a very limited scope setting, just a handful of hospitals. We're not going to be billing for these patients and these tests because for us, the data are much more important. They're much more valuable. And that's going to help us refine the test ordering process, the reporting process, and again, make us more polished for our full launch. And so, you know, the initial learnings from this early access program have been very positive. We've already implemented changes into the ordering process, the mobile blood draw process. It's just going to make it easier for doctors and patients moving forward. What's interesting, we've also had some neat insight where doctors are wanting to use Lung LB in a particular setting. For example, I just spoke with a group on Friday that wants to use this for a special type of indeterminate lung nodule that's only found in the post-surgical setting. And so what we're going to do is we're going to send them blood collection kits this week and help them to get started on it. But what excites me about this work is that it will potentially expand the Lung LB use case and, of course, our market, get this test out to additional people who need it that maybe we didn't think about from the get-go.
So that's basically a post-operation test usage case. So effectively, they've done the surgery, they've cut out the sort of like a cancerous nodule. And is this to sort of like reiterate that there isn't any other problems or further growth? Is it a monitoring type of test?
It is a monitoring type of test. So with lung cancer, if you can detect it early, that's your best chance for cure. But depending on how big the nodule was from the get-go, you could have a recurrence rate, that cancer coming back up to 50% of the time. And so right now, patients get a CT scan every 6 months, but you effectively have the same problem with an indeterminate nodule. Is that new nodule that pops up at the surgery site, is that just scar tissue from the lung that's healing from the surgery? Or is it an infection from the surgery? Because sometimes that can happen. Or is it the cancer coming back? And so I say it's a special case of the indeterminate nodule, but it's really the same problem. What is this in front of me? Is it cancer? Do I need to do another treatment, or is it an infection and I'll give them some antibiotic or antifungal?
So. Wow. Okay, good. And then just in terms of sort of like the commercialization, moving the test forward for approval by Medicare to get covered by it, which is obviously the government healthcare insurance for elderly people out in the States. Huge, mm-hmm. I think, is about 19% of the population. What's sort of the progress on that and what the sort of the next steps? Because I know you mentioned about a technical assessment study or submission you need to make.
Yeah, all these new words for folks in the UK. It's stuff that I've been very well accustomed to having lived here, but it is anybody looking outside in, it's a head scratcher. The next big thing for us is what we call insurance coverage. So for those of you who've been following the story, we have our code, so that way they know how specifically to bill for Lung LB and not for a cholesterol test or something else. We have our pre-negotiated price. That's a national Medicare price. And coverage is the last bit of insurance reimbursement. And that's basically the decision by the insurance company or Medicare to pay for your test. And so about 2-3 weeks ago, we had announced the finalization of what's called a foundational local coverage determination, or LCD. And this was specifically for tests that cover indeterminate lung nodules for Medicare beneficiaries. And this is really important because it creates a tailwind, not only for Lung Life, but really for the industry as a whole. And it creates an environment where Medicare streamlines the coverage application process. It has the potential ability to accelerate insurance payments for us. So, you know, originally, if you look at our IPO deck, we were planning for coverage in the second half of 2026. And now that very well could be in the second half of 2025. So it's a really important thing that came out that could help the company. And so our immediate next step with reimbursement is to meet with the Medicare contractor. This is what's called an informal meeting. And what we do at these informal meetings is we present on the Lung LB technology. We include our validation data, our health economics data, and our hope is to get feedback on specific things they're looking for in the coverage application process. And so we intend on taking that feedback refining our deck and then applying for coverage under this LCD pathway by the end of this year. And then once they accept our application, it undergoes what you'd call that technical assessment. This is where the Medicare contractor, they'll review the evidence for the lung LBs test. Right. And what that means specifically is peer-reviewed publications. And what I do want to say, it's a very good thing that we had published on our clinical validity and our health economics data last year. I think, you know, the market may have not have understood the importance of it at the time, but that work put us in a position basically to be prepared for that technical assessment process. So I'm really happy with where we are at this point in time.
So if it all gets approved, what sort of time would you get your sort of first revenues? Be able to sort of, because I know you can, as soon as you get approval, you can retrospectively charge, can't you, or something like that?
Yeah. So Medicare understands that the technical assessment process takes time. So that it could be, let's say, up to a year. So what they can agree to do is hold on to your claims. And they don't do it for the full year, but they usually do it for a couple of months. They'll say, hold on to those claims and we'll back pay you on those unbilled Medicare claims. But I will say we don't necessarily have to wait for Medicare to bill commercial insurance. So in the US, we have Medicare, which is our big public payer, but most of the US population is covered by commercial plans either through their work or through the ACA. And so those plans we can bill immediately. It is a process, right? Because they will not have heard of the lung LB test. Medicare definitely raises awareness of the technology, but we're used to this as diagnostic test developers. So what you do is you'll get a denial letter from the insurance company, and then you appeal that denial. And usually it involves bringing the doctor in. You have a letter of medical necessity. It's a very standard run-of-the-mill process. There's some back and forth with the insurance company, and in the end, you end up winning some of those appeals.
Right. Okay. So essentially, with the ones which are non-Medicare, that's the sort of the significant, well, one of the significant points about bringing a strategic partner in, because these guys are used to be able to handling these, you know, sort of disputed claims, getting through the system and just processing it. Whereas you've got to, well, effectively, you've got to create your own system, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, a strategic would definitely help. I mean, we have market access and revenue cycle management functions in the company. So that when we do get those bills, we have experienced folks who know how to deal with it. They can appeal denials. But, you know, onto that strategic partner front, so much of what we've been working on this year has been for this commercial proof of concept. Yeah. And really, it's in preparation for our full commercial launch. And one of the ways in which we get to that full launch is with a strategic partner. This is somebody who might have a large clinical laboratory where lung LB gets added to an existing menu of tests. It could be a diagnostics company that has an existing sales force or marketing team, but maybe they don't have that footprint in early lung cancer detection that they would like to have. And the main reason for LungLife doing this is because we believe it could accelerate getting lung LB out to the patients who need it most. And for the company, that translates obviously to meeting our goal and our vision as a company, but it also leads to more meaningful revenues more quickly. Yeah. We don't know exactly what the partnership's going to look like at this point in time. We're open to anything from a licensing agreement so that this entity could run the test in their own labs, maybe co-commercialization. You know, it could be turning lung LB into a kit, for example, so that that kit could be distributed to labs all across the country, all across the world. We would train those labs to run the lung LB test, and then we would take a cut of those revenues that they would make. Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
Yeah, I know it's confidential, but have you sort of approached any parties yet? Or I know you've appointed a third party, haven't you, an advisor to help you do that?
We have, and we've been going through that process. I mean, generally, we try and talk with anybody and everybody in the industry. It's a small space, diagnostics and early lung cancer detection. You end up knowing all the people in the industry. So yes, we have started that process. I can't talk about exactly where we are in it, but I will say, ideally, we would know closer to the end of the year of who that partner could be and what that partnership would look like. You know, for us, by that time, we'll be better prepared for that commercial launch. If we can find a commercial partner, then great. If it turns out to not be the right time, then we would look on to bring additional resources in. We could start selling the tests ourselves as basically a secondary pathway to get to that full launch. But we do think that getting a strategic is going to help catalyze it.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And also, just going back to Medicare, I saw it was in a broker's note. They were talking about the LCD, you know, the actual application or the usage cases was going to be post-bronchoscopy, which I guess is the sort of the... Do you just talk through the process? I'm guessing it's a sort of CT scan, which helps the doctor decides an indeterminate lung nodule, and then they can or can't. You know, it's up to them whether they want to do a bronchoscopy, and then they do the LB test. Is that how it sort of works? The series at the start, anyway.
Yeah, this I think is actually pretty exciting for Lung Life because it creates a scenario where the use case for the technology is incredibly obvious, right? Mm. So what happens is an indeterminate nodule is detected by CT scan. And then the doctor makes a decision, do I do a follow-up CT maybe in 6 months or 12 months, or do I biopsy this thing now because I'm really worried about it? And bronchoscopy is one of the ways that they can do those biopsies.
Right.
But bronchoscopy is anything but perfect. And so it's been reported that up to 40% of the time, bronchoscopy results are indeterminate themselves. So they don't yield a diagnostic. And now you have a patient who has been put under, so they can undergo bronchoscopy. It's a very invasive process. Sometimes they have to travel, you know, an hour, 2 hours to get this done because it's not widely available. And if they don't get a result at the end of it, now they have to repeat that result. They have to repeat the bronchoscopy. And so what we believe is Lung LB could come in and be that green light to both the doctor and the patient of, hey, look, it was a positive test result. There's an 80% likelihood that this is cancer. You need to take that 2-hour drive so we can repeat this biopsy. Or some physicians have even been talking about bypassing the biopsy altogether. Because again, you get an indeterminate result so often, they're invasive, they're dangerous for patients. Is this a way where you can accelerate a patient towards treatment? I think time will tell. But physicians are certainly interested in using it in that regard. But we're excited about that use post bronchoscopy. It doesn't mean it will be that way forever. There was a public comment from Medicare that stated they're already reviewing additional information that could allow the coverage to expand pre biopsy, which of course would be in the best interest of Medicare patients. And it could be another company or it could be Lung Life that provides additional evidence to support coverage and other indications. But for now, post-bronchoscopy is a great place for us to start.
Yeah. And I guess sort of like getting the key sort of clinical benefits and cost-saving benefits of the Lung LB tester out into the industry, into sort of like, you know, educating the key opinion leaders. You're sort of like visiting sort of big conferences. And can you just talk through the one you've been invited, especially to go and, you know, talk to people and educate them in November in Vancouver?
Yeah, this is the Association for Molecular Pathology. We were really excited that both of our abstracts were accepted, not only for presentation, but those will also be published in AMP's journal. The AMP conference is really a great opportunity for us to showcase the Lung LB test results. The two abstracts that we submitted, one is on our clinical validity, so from the study. So we'll be talking about our strong positive predictive value, the types of patients that were enrolled. That will get physicians comfortable that the same patients that were in our study are the same patients that they evaluate in their clinics. And then the other abstract was related to our analytical validation. This is something that shows that Lung LB is robust, it's repeatable, and it is qualified for everyday clinical use. Not everybody talks about their analytical validity, but it's something that insurance companies and Medicare are very interested in. And so this should give physicians an extra degree of confidence that we built this test the right way. Now we're going to be talking with physicians. A lot of them will be pathologists, potential end users of the test, decision makers on bringing the test into their clinics that they work at. There's also a fairly significant industry presence at AMP. including entities that we believe would make a good strategic partner. So we're really excited about this coming up in November, and we'll update the market more in due course.
Yeah. In the UK, just as a sort of like an aside, in the UK, we have obviously the NHS and we have private health insurance, but we also have an increasing number of people who are self sort of cover. They pay themselves, pay as you go type. Is there any market that the lung LB test could be, helpful to patients who effectively want to pay for it themselves because they don't want to have to wait until Medicare gets coverage, et cetera?
Absolutely, there is. So we've set up a billing policy to have a cash pay program for those individuals that want to bypass insurance, or they're self-insured or don't have insurance. That's a great way to offer the technology. And, with respect to people in other countries, we would certainly be looking for a distribution partner to help us access those individual markets. It could be through the strategic. It could be through individual distribution partners, which is something that I've done in the past at prior companies. But absolutely, there are many people out there that don't necessarily want to wait for coverage determinations. But they understand that access to the latest and greatest technology means that they'll have to pay for that themselves. And there is a healthy market for that.
Good. Okay, brilliant. Well, it looks like you've got your plate full for the next sort of 3 or 4 months, at least until the end of the year.
Yeah.
What sort of key things that people should look for investors until the year?
Yeah. So for the remaining of this year, investors should be looking out for additional publications that are going to provide evidence to support the reimbursement case for lung life tests, as well as helping adoption for physicians. That's going to be our analytical validation. We submitted it for peer review. This is in a medical journal. Hopefully that will get published in the next 2 to 3 months. Of course, yesterday we announced the acceptance of two abstracts to AMP. So that's great. On the reimbursement side, it's going to be a busy year for us. So we'll plan on updating the market once our application for the technical assessment is submitted.
Yeah.
So that we're, again, hoping to do by the end of this year. And then, of course, we're going to be updating the market in due course on the strategic partnership process and when that's appropriate to do so.
Good. Okay. Well, that's definitely going to keep you busy. I'm glad you've had your holidays now, Paul, because you're not going to get a moment's rest, I don't think, until the year.
That's behind us. Full steam ahead.
Good. All right. Well, I look forward in touching base and hearing the news as we go for the rest of the year. Thanks very much, Paul.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.